to prayers. I'm going to say that again. It is how to pray or how you pray that brings hindrance, not answers. Not how the answers come, because answer comes from God, and on the side of God, He is consistent and faithful. So when you pray, don't say, "God didn't answer my prayer." Don't say, never say that. It's an insult on the character of God. You should say, "I didn't pray well. I didn't pray the way I should pray." And I'm going to show you reasons why people pray and miss and have their prayers hindered. I don't like to use the word "my answer hindered," because answers cannot be hindered. As far as God is concerned, because He's the one that gives answers, and nothing can hinder God. Only on the side of men can we have hindrance. So it is prayers that are hindered, not answers. Hallelujah. Please follow. I'm trusting God that it's going to be a big blessing for us. Now, as much as we have assurance of salvation, assurance of salvation is as important as the assurance that God answers prayers. As sure, if I say this now, that if the trumpets sound now, are you sure you will fly with Jesus? How many of you will say yes? That is how you should be sure that God answers prayers. I came to a conclusion in my life, my little journey with God, and I formed a mindset. And this mindset has been for long. And what is the mindset? The mindset is that nothing hidden around me, as far as it concerns me, that God will not show to me. That the devil can't play around me and I won't see it. It's a mindset. I have built that mindset. It's a conviction that has become a stronghold in me. And it's now my reality. My reality. Because I have built it and God has seen it and God is committed to it. You can build such a conviction about prayers. That if I pray, my conviction, it is not my circumstances that convinces me. It is the reality of the consistency of God that convinces me that God answers prayers. You can come to that faith level where nothing changes your mind that God answers. People say, "Show me." Say, "Even though I can't see it, the word says it and I believe it." And that ends it. You can build that stronghold in your heart. You need to meet people like that. You know, I was just, while I was sitting there, I was meditating on this message. And I remember when Isaac blessed Jacob instead of Esau. He prayed for Jacob. And when Esau came, Esau said, "My father, bless me. Is it not prayer? Pray for me too." He said, "It's not possible again." He was convinced what he said over Jacob is a done deal. The conviction was, he said, "There's nothing." He said, "I have blessed your brother. I have made him greater than you. Nothing can be done." Isaac was convinced that even though he was deceived to pray, but the answer has gone already over it. So Esau, "There's nothing I can do." And when he began, when Esau persisted and said, "You must pray," he began to say rubbish. "See, you will serve him." Just to compliment that, the prayer has been answered already. The Holy Ghost laid a phrase on my heart, or like a quote or something. Don't get religious with prayer, get serious. Most of us are praying, but for us, for some people, prayer has become a religious activity. such that after praying, they seek for an alternative. Immediately, they have a plan B while praying. So, guarantee that God answers prayers is the confidence built on the integrity of God's word. Prayer is a common factor in the kingdom. And in the lives of believers. But however, the assurance that prayers have a corresponding result, our answer must be built in us. It's a culture. Looking at the Bible, people have prayed before Jesus. Before the name of Jesus was being used for prayer, people have been praying. People prayed from Genesis. Nations pray. Many people, they have been so familiar with prayer that they are not familiar with the reality of answers. And so, they are just at a prayer default all the time, not waiting to see or believe it if answer will come. Prayer is so old, they are so used to praying that they are already seeking for alternative, not minding if God answers or not. That's how many people pray. The question is not if they pray or not. People pray. And you begin to think like, happy Abdullah, we prayed now. We prayed. But you know, God sees your mindset. Let me give you an example. You place an order online for a product. And an estimated date has been given. And so maybe you wait, and after some time, the goods didn't come, you give up. But the man who delivers that good comes at your door knocking one day. But because you have made up your mind that it will not come, you will never go to check if it was for you. You place the order. Yes, it is true. You place the order. But because how and when you want it, you didn't get it, so you locked up your mind. So even when the delivery man comes to your doorstep knocking, you say, I'm not the one. That's how God comes to deliver to many people and find out that they were not expecting him again. You know, when we come to prayer retreat and pray and vibrate in prayer, and God release angels and says, so time, go and deliver it. But the angels come like the delivery man and find out you were not expecting God. You only believed in prayer, you didn't believe in answers. People believe that believing in prayer is equal to believing in answer. No, there are people who so believe in prayers. They pray, but they are not patient for answers. Please follow. Glory to God. I want to put to you that it is true that God is a prayer answering God. I have about 7 points. I pray we'll be able to touch it all this morning to prove to you, to bring you to a conclusion in your mind henceforth that it is not a problem on the side of God, it's a problem on the side of men. Yeah. See mountains everywhere, people pray. You be hearing all kind of songs. But all these people have different perceptions towards God. So some people believe God is a denial of men. He denies men. Why they are praying, it is their belief. But however, let's keep praying. Maybe he will change his mind. That's their own perception. That's their perception. Glory to God.
So the reason many believers don't pray effectively or sufficiently is a mindset. It's a mindset they have built about the effectiveness of prayer or responding answers. So you must also, as much as you believe in prayer, you must believe in answers.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Out of frustration, many believers have concluded that God does not answer prayers. They have concluded in their mind that prayer is just a religious activity. They have concluded in their mind. They are swift to go to the place of prayer, but slow to expect an answer. For many believers, praying is not their problem again. Because they have been built all their life praying. But they have not been taught how to receive. They have been so taught how to ask, but have not been taught how to receive. The essence of this teaching is to bring you to a point in your life where you come to a conviction that no matter what happens around me, I so believe that God answers prayer. How many of you believe with me? If you believe, shout hallelujah. When you meet people and say, you know, this case, God said, if we pray, He's going to do something about it. They will tell you, we prayed last year. I told you my experience in Benin 1 year. I was in the hotel room. They brought a lady to me. The lady said she wants to see me. I said, I'm going to pray for you now. And I said, God, we answer your prayers. He said she believes. And as I was praying, the Lord told me that before the end of the year, she was going to get married. It was in September. You have to be a confident prophet to say something God is telling you. Because if you try to analyze it, humanly speaking, it doesn't make sense. And I said, sister, this was what I heard. God said before the end of the year. So I removed in my mind that December was behind. I said, God said before the end of the year, you answer. She said, they said it last year. She lost that the answer to that prayer right there. It can be so disappointing and frustrating to go from one place to the other praying and come back having nothing to do. The man of God said there is nothing that encourages a man like answers to prayer. But when you are not expecting it, you get discouraged. You know when people say, we have tried these things before. Is it not prayer? We have on this issue, we have prayed. They have come to a point. It's not that they stop praying. They have come to a point where it has become a culture to pray and a culture not to expect an answer. It's a dangerous place the devil can put a believer. Very dangerous. Where you so get frustrated. While you are praying, you are frustrated. There are so many frustrated praying people. They are praying out of a frustration that I know even this one. Nothing will come out of it. So, in their frustration, they are praying but not expectant. The Bible says, for surely there's an end. Not the prayer, say, but the expectation of the righteous. When you pray, add expectation to it. He said the expectation of the righteous shall not be what? Cut short. Let me ask your neighbor, what's your expectation? What's the expectation? You'll just be praying and be praying and be praying and be praying. What do you expect? Amen. What's the expectation? Many years ago, I remember somebody was praying. I was growing up, but the prayer was funny to me. When you
hear people pray prayer like, Oluwa to ba se mi nisin omo, he has lost expectation. Give me God condition. I heard it myself. You know, as young as I was, I knew it was wrong. How dare you threaten God? This is your small little life. He fed a nation for 40 years. This small you. He has lost an expectation for answer. When you hear people pray like that, stop them, please. You see, it's like he's venting his frustration. You can vent your frustration while singing. You can do it in prayer. Most people, when they pray, it's an expression of their frustration, not the expression of their faith. I've seen such people before. So, but Adabi, what? He said, in the name of Jesus. So, what has Adabi had to do? Praise God. I believe God is going to use this message to touch many of us who you have lingered on a particular project in your life. You have come to a point and you have concluded that God on this side did not like me. People like, I'm telling you, and they are seated in church. They come to church, but they have concluded in their mind that God loves this person more than me. Gave my sister a child he didn't give me. Listen to me, God is not partial. He is a respecter of no man. Olorun se mi o mo si fe gba esan ni temi. He says, hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning, but I know the Lord sent me to someone to tell you and to remind you that his faithfulness is constant. They are new every morning. Never use your circumstance to reinterpret who God is. Use his word to explain him. Don't use your life to judge God. Use his word. Because you have a part to play. And if your part is not properly played, it's a problem on your side, not on the side of God. God answer prayers all the time. I know it. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Ask of me. Call upon me and I will answer. He exalts his word above his name. You know, at times when we have people who are sick, and you pray and eventually the person dies, some questions will start rising in your heart that need thorough Bible study. Not to start indicting God. I'm telling the truth. It's always a chance for the devil to tell you, he goes to follow on God, right? Shalom will go away. It takes someone who believes in the integrity of God's word to still remain standing. That's why you see people denounce their faith. Have stamped. Why did he become an atheist? After many crusades of winning souls, he was sick, he prayed, he didn't receive healing. So he said the problem was with God, not him. Praise God. Let's move fast. So reject the voice of deception of the enemy to discourage you from praying. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Condition your mind that God always answers prayers because his character is consistent. Condition. Put your mind at a default state. I don't say God answer prayer because I saw something. I say it because his word says it. Now, for many people, answer to prayer is when you touch it. But faith is, he said, if anyone believes and say, we believe before we say. So faith is not about the physical things you can relate with. It's about the reality of God's word.
Reality.
I am healed. Why did I believe? Is it because I can feel it? No. Because the word says, if I pray, that's how to believe God. That's how to believe God. So we wait in the natural or physical realm. While you are waiting, your logic is already interpreting all kinds of things and you lost expectation. You don't wait in the physical realm. You go and snatch your answer in the spirit realm by the word. Because while you are waiting for something physical to happen, it may not happen when you want it happening. While you are waiting the physical, it may not happen how you want it, because God knows what is best for you. I was telling my wife, I said, lately I realized that all the time I was praying that you should come to Ibadan, God heard my prayers. Since the day I started praying, he told Daniel, he says, since the day you prayed, I sent answer. What a faithful God. 20 days after Daniel was still praying, God has concluded his matter. He said, I now realize that look at how God answered us. So the answer was to fit in into the future that we couldn't see. Because if he had answered it the way I want, I would begin to see later that it was not from God. Because the answer would not have met the demand of my future. And so, when it didn't come when you wanted it or how you wanted it, it's struggling. That was why Job said, even though he slays me, I still trust him. Doesn't matter what I'm feeling. I trust him. Trust him. I trust him that he has my interest at heart. He might look that I am losing, but with him I am winning. You didn't get it when you wanted it, because in the future of the event, it will not be good for you. And many of us, until we enter into that future, and say, this is the reason God didn't give me this thing. If you can be faithful enough, you will understand God. And I talk to you. God has your interest at heart more than you have it. So I concluded in my heart after my wife came around and I see how things were playing out. I say, God had my it. If the way I was praying it that time, God now, next week, now. If God heard that prayer that way, I would have been praying that, God, how comes you answered like this? But because we are limited in knowledge, He is all knowing. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be glory and honor forever. Can you just trust him with just tomorrow? Just tomorrow. Just tomorrow. I'm not saying next year. Just tomorrow. I guarantee you that all the prayers you have prayed have been answered. And God has not stopped being in the business of answering prayer. If there is a man to pray, is a God to answer. Now, limitation is on the side of man, not on the side of God. So there can never be hindrance to pray to answers. There can only be hindrance to prayers. I hope you are getting my statement now. I'm deliberately choosing my words. Glory to God. So I like us to see a few things. Okay, let me quickly take this. Holy Spirit, help me. Number one threat to prayer. Number one is unbelief. Say unbelief. Unbelief. Unbelief is a satanic strategy to hinder you from receiving that which is meant for you when you pray. Unbelief. Unbelief is dangerous. Unbelief does not only hinder your prayers, it turns you against God. That's how dangerous unbelief is. It turns you against God. Now, what happened? Why do people have alternative to prayers? Why? My father's house shall be called the house of prayer. But people go as far as going into diabolism, rituals to support prayers. It's a level of unbelief. They are praying, but they don't believe the prayer is enough. I pray. I've met people who pray so much. After praying, they still go and have a plan B. Unbelief. Unbelief is dangerous. Let me show you a scripture. James chapter 1, verse 5. If I can get it in the NLT or TLB, I will appreciate. Are you learning something this morning? James 1, 5. Let me have it in the NLT. If you lack wisdom, let him ask. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth. Okay. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously without criticizing, and it will be given to him. Now, you must understand this about God, about the character of God, that God will not criticize. You could have your fault. If you believe, if you have faith, God is faithful to answer. Look at verse 6. Yes. Now, this is, get this now. It is not asking alone. Many of us stay on just in the asking lane or plane. He said, ask an expectation. For instance, if I say, if you are here, you have any sickness, and you believe God can heal you, come out, let's pray. And after praying for you, the way you return back is an indication if you have expectation. Some people return back still sick, both in their mind and in their body, because they didn't see a physical evidence. But among the people, if one person jump up, even though they're wearing physical evidence, and go back and say, oh, glory to God, I have just been healed, it's an indication he has added an expectation. Read that verse 6 again.
But when you ask him, be sure you really expect him to give you
a doubtful mind. It will be unsettled. Today he's believing. Before you know it, he has lost it. That's why you come to prayer meeting. You pray for people. You pray for healing. You pray. Before they get to taxi, they have lost it. He's unstable. He's proclaiming God is good today. When you get home, he's crying.
I say, God, above all the people in church,
he just prayed. Good Sunday prayer. Say, no. Heaven came to church today. Heaven came to church. And late in the night, same person.
I say, God, what this embarrassment.
You know, when I say things like that, I just imagine women. Most men, most often, women cry and expect God while they are waiting for plan B. Two expectations.
I have an appointment tomorrow with my doctor, so God,
let's get doctor out. Well, men don't cry most often. They just go to plan B straight. They are too quick. While he's praying, his logic is telling him what to do. See, after this prayer meeting, I know what to do. Where a woman will drench everywhere with tears.
Say, among all the women, God, when will you stop embarrassing me?
When you pray, don't pray without adding expectation. Be expectant. The Bible says, faithful is she that believes.
that he that promised is able to perform. Aye. Is able to bring to a performance that which he has promised. Mary. Bible says, and Sarah analyzed God. And she concluded that he is faithful. Not until that time she didn't receive answers. Was the answers him that? No, it was a kind of prayer. This is the month of June is your shower of answers. Yeah. If you are the one I pray for, let your name be the loudest. Yeah. Many of you may not know. Your answers are in the cloud above you. It is your expectation that withdraw them. Everything you have prayed for, God heard it, answered you long ago. The cloud is on your head. And that's why when a prophet says, you got more, follow what he says. It's true. It's true. It's not a lie. You are the only one telling yourself a lie. And what is the lie? God does not answer prayer. And anytime you say that, God says, no. But I answered you on the first day. The way he told Daniel. On the first day. So many of you have been on the matter for 10 years. But on the first day of that 10 years was what God said yes to your prayer. But your expectation did not draw it. Many are the affliction of the righteous. How many does God deliver them from? All. What is prayer answering God? The Bible says, and they brought many that were sick to him, and he healed how many of them? All. Glory to God. When I look at my life, I just look and see how most often we didn't trust God enough, thinking he didn't answer our prayers, but he was thinking of the best for you. Lord, I must marry this year. The one that will give you happiness in the future is not around this year. So, God said, I've heard your prayer. I said, no, I'm tying you to a date. Because then this person, I'm still working on him. I'm still working on her. Not this year, my son. And as soon as we come to 31st of December, you come to a conclusion in your mind. God does not answer prayer. What? He's interested in your future, in your happiness. Not just the wedding day. That is your own concern. God is interested in making you happy. Having a good husband, beautiful children, peaceful everywhere, so that you will not be disturbing it. Or you tie yourself to a date and tie God to that date. That if it is not June, it is not God again. If it is not December 2021, then God is not a faithful God. But listen to me. If it comes the way you want, you will regret having it that time. Thank God for the kind of answers you do receive sometimes in your life. I'm telling you the truth. Because they would have been your frustration in the future. Thank God that you didn't get that car when you prayed it to happen. Thank God. It would have been your liability now. Thank God. I bought a car some few years ago. I just wanted to have that car because of the frustration of, traffic people. And I prayed. I had a revelation that car, they showed me that, you see, God is faithful. That exact car, that color, I thought that, I bought a car, but the bumper was removed. Was it bumper or the bonnet? Like something hit the bonnet. I said, no, the devil wants to deceive me. When they showed me car, it was the same color. Immediately God brought that picture into my eyes. I said, the devil, this is my Lambert Okoto. Sakatapaya. That was not the answer God wanted for me, but that was the answer I wanted. Some of you went for the answer you wanted, not the one God wanted for you. And the devil is always looking for that loophole to give you something in place of what God wants to give you. And I said, this is it. I got the car. But later I discovered it was the car that got me.
Patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. Don't be quick to say, if not now, if not, no. He wants the best for you.
One day I was driving that same car, my wife was still in lorry.
All of a sudden, the thing went off. I said, God help me. He said, I told you.
I said, but God, have mercy. My prayer changed. Have mercy. It's true you told me, but have mercy at this time.
Thank God for mercy. He still come and rescue you.
But listen to me. The car, that car made me lost the answer I had with God. Because my dad, I had a revelation. I was seated here trusting God for a car. I saw that I was given a car, brand new. As soon as I finished praying, my dad called me from Kano. And anytime there's an important thing in my life as far as ministry is concerned, the figure I see or hear from is my father. He said, I saw that they give you a brand new car. But I went for my own kind of answer. But God, have mercy. Let that brand new car still come. Can you be patient and trust Him? The Bible said they limited the only God, the only one of Israel. They did not remember His wonders in their life. You soon forget the good things He's done. It's just about this prayer now that you are now saying God is not faithful. Have you forgotten the days in school when it was almost like you are going to leave school? It was almost as if you are not going to graduate and He was faithful. Is it this one now? Is it this one now? The Bible said in Psalm 78 and verse 41, He said they limited Him. Unbelief puts limitation on God. Yourself limit what? It's not a limitation on God, on what can flow from God to you. The Bible said, Mark 6 and verse 6, God, Jesus marveled at their unbelief in His own city. The Bible said, He couldn't. He couldn't. He was trying to help them. He could not. There were sick people. He couldn't heal them. Then He let them speak. He marveled. Listen to me. One day I'm going to be teaching you. I don't like using topic that has some negativity in it. I've been working on the message, the dangers of unbelief. I think I need to teach that. I'm going to show you how dangerous. And that is where the devil wants to keep you as a believer. That's why God called you a believer. You live by believing. And if the devil wants to frustrate you, he brings you into unbelief. Because by default, you should have everything by who you are called a believer. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. I said to myself one day, I said, I have possessed it. I was convincing myself. I said, I have possessed it as my reality. That there's nothing that happens around me that I wouldn't see. One happened later. I was still smiling. I said, why did God even show me this one? Because of my perception. That nothing happens around me. It has become a stronghold in me. I will see it. Except I ignore it. Somebody was supposed to deliver something to someone. And I've been telling him to deliver it. I've been pestering him. Just 2 days ago, he came to me in a revelation. He said, I have done it. I've delivered it. I said, I will now tell myself, I'm going to call this person to come. I said, I've seen this. Not knowing that he has done it. God wants to show me. If you don't bother yourself, he has done it. You can believe God that way. That when you pray, he answers. And he's faithful. He's faithful. He's committed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number two, threat to prayers, ignorance. It is ignorance that makes believer ask the wrong thing in the wrong way. God will never answer such prayers because it could be your harm. When you pray for the wrong thing, don't expect answers. Because if God will answer you the way you are praying, you'll be in problem. Yes. If God will answer you, by the way you pray ignorantly, say you pray and you receive not. Because you pray how? Amiss. So, would you want God to answer you amiss?
And so, thank God for those prayers he didn't answer. I remember many years I was praying some kind of dangerous prayer. When knowledge came, I said, God, thank you that you ignored those prayers. Thank you that you ignored them. There are many prayers you thank God for because your body looks healthy. And you are a young girl, you Adura ye ja mo pe eju ma gba. Elomi a ti awe 21 days before.
14 days, 21 days, 90 days. And such people who pray ignorantly, they have this strange energy to fast. I don't know why. Because the devil just allowed them, because you know they like eju je ya die. But when your prayer is correct, that's when fasting becomes a problem. But because the devil just leave you alone because you know you are going nowhere. So 30 days is praying and fasting.
And at the end of that prayer retreat, he ends with frustration. Why? A prayer amiss will never receive an answer amiss. God will wait until you learn. That's why I say it's not just about praying. Having knowledge is important, sir. I go your draw. If you listen to me, if God has answered your prayer to kill all your enemies, some of you, your wife would have died. Let me tell you one secret today. My mommy was praying out of frustration. And she opens up 35. The next picture she saw was my father. She said, "You okay for Ulua Mokuti?" I'm telling you the truth. My own mother. The next picture she saw was my dad. I don't know what was happening in that family that time, but my dad was a challenge. And as soon as she raised voice, she didn't mention name. I want to go to me. I said, you are about to lose your husband. Some people became widow because of how they prayed. Olu ago kweni chio munu midu mu okuro la ye mi. If God had to answer that prayer, you'll be alone in your, only you at home. Only you. Now only you are back home. Praise God. So ignorance. Ignorance is dangerous. Go to seven mountains, pray ignorant prayer, you will come down without answers. Praise God. James 4, 2-3. James chapter 4, NLT. Thank you. James 4, 2-3. James 4, verse 2-3.
You want to know what you don't have.
You want to know what you don't have.
So you kill to get it.
You kill to get it.
You look for what others have.
Yes.
And can't afford it.
Yes.
So you sacrifice to take it away from them.
Yes.
And yet the reason you don't have what you want is that you don't have your money.
Yes.
And even when you do have, you don't get it because your own aim is wrong.
A brother came to church and said, "You know, God has just blessed me with a new car." You go home, you are angry with God. I say, "God, this brother, I knew when he came to church. How you don't have the same destiny? You could be schoolmate, classmate. You are not destiny mate." So, out of that frustration, you begin a prayer retreat. Frustration. Out of that competition, you begin a fast. Bro, you are deceiving yourself. Because the motive has been seen already that you are trying to contend with someone. That even when you are asking, God sees that the motive is wrong. Let's leave him alone. Because God sees your heart more than your mouth speaks. Praise God. Now, let me give you this, then I'll close. Very important. Number three, this is important, for especially for married people. Every married person here, if you have not been listening, please listen now. Number three reasons that put stress to your prayers or hinder your prayers, not answers, hinders your prayer. Answers can be hindered because it comes from God. Only prayers can be hindered. You remember when Peter was warning husbands, he said, live with wisdom with your wife, that your prayers be not hindered. He didn't say answers. Now let me show you. Number three, read that can put threat to your prayers is strife, bitterness. Don't come to church bitter. When you begin to notice that there's beginning to be a contention between you and your brother, settle it. You are already building blockage to hinder your life. Bitterness, contention. It's one of the most dangerous things. Do you remember when Jesus was teaching? He said, if you are taking your offering to the altar and you remember there's an issue with a brother, he said, keep it first. Don't go and waste your offering. The same way, don't go and waste your time in prayers. When there is still bitterness, that's why one of the things the devil does in church is cause issues among people. Cause issues. Because that's one of the ways he can block you. This one today, I came quiet. When I was coming, he stepped on me. He didn't say sorry. 1 week, that one is the, it has become a stronghold. And you are in a prayer meeting, red depot, kata kata. Look where the kata kata that will not allow it. Right. 1 Peter 3, 7. Let me show you this, and I'll close. 1 Peter 3, 7. If you find it, let me read. 1 Peter 3, 7. In the same way, you husband must give honor to your wife. Feed your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of life, new life. Treat her, you should. As you should, so your prayers be not hindered. Now, most women think it is the prayer of your husband. But the Bible says a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife and they shall become one. So it is the prayer of the two of you. I say that. Not only your husband. So say, Adura Oniga. Because in the sight of God, you are one. When you are praying, God sees that she is praying. When she is praying, God sees that you are praying. But when the two of you come together, what a dangerous combo. No anointing as strong as that. Talk what you are holding it. Radeke Mandelia. Gabriel. Rise up to your feet. Lord, we celebrate you. All the praise. We thank you because you are a faithful God. Receive all the praise in Jesus' name.